There's a long common history that goes back to the time of the Mughals, and today both countries are trying to find a balance within this complex international environment that surrounds them. Let's first focus on India's concerns on China. Nikita Sood of Oxford University says that Iran is very interested in developing and using Iran's Chabahar port to circumvent Pakistan and avoid having goods shipped through the Pakistani port of Gwadar that links that country to the Chinese railroad network.
In the context of the growing Chinese influence through the One Belt, One Road initiative and its sort of necklace of ports across Asia, you know, in Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Malaysia, etc., India, which doesn't lack ports of its own, it has invested hugely in port and other infrastructure, maritime infrastructure development within Indian territory. But as China expands, India is feeling the pressure to do so as well, and Chabahar is very much part of that expansionist sort of vision.
But how does Iran see this? After all, they are neighbors with Pakistan and don't gain anything from antagonizing Islamabad. In Iran, they don't seem to be willing to interfere too much in the problems between India and Pakistan, says Fawad Izadi, an analyst with Tehran University.
Some in India may think that Chabahar project may be used for that purpose. But Iran has good relations with Pakistan as well. In fact, we have the port of Gwadar in Pakistan. And one of the proposals that Iran has is linking Gwadar, the Pakistani port of Gwadar, with Chabahar. So Iran's aim in cooperating with India is not to pressure Pakistan. In fact, Iran, since Iran has good relations with both Pakistan and India, Iranian officials are interested in reducing tensions between two neighboring countries, India and Pakistan.
And to the other issue, the visit of Hassan Rouhani comes just weeks after a broadly publicized visit by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to India. What's at stake here? Well, ties between Iran and Israel have been strengthening over the last decade, says Efrain Imbar of Bar Ilan University in Tel Aviv. From the Israeli point of view, solid relations between them and India are more important than India's overtures to their arch-enemy Iran.
The two countries have a common strategic interest, there is a common strategic agenda, and those relationships are very good, are not just sale of weapons and technology. The two countries share a similar outlook on international relations, are fearful of Islamic radicalism. There is some kind of divergence of views between Jerusalem and New Delhi on Iran. The Indians don't see Iran as a dangerous country as Israel, but the two countries overcome this difference.
But one of the reasons of Hassan Rouhani's visit may be exactly because in Iran politicians do worry about it, says Fawad Izadi of Tehran University.
Iran is concerned about closer relationship that Iran sees between India and Israel. And one of the aims of Mr. Rouhani's trip to India is to make sure that the Israelis don't establish extensive links in India and turn India into a force against Iran.
But for both countries, the visit is a political balancing act, where Iranian hardliners are not happy with Rouhani visiting a country that calls Israel, and Indian nationalists grumpy to be reminded of a common past between India and Iran, something that doesn't really fit in their ideology of Indian nationalism.